This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS. Coming your way from Appleton and Oshkosh, and of course the Civic Media app. And do not forget our AM signal, 1590 AM and 1100 AM. And of course, everything pretty much is on a podcast, which is why Mark Hewson spends almost every day in his office, door locked, at Bell and Sports Medicine, just listening to his segments over and over and over.
Hello, you Mark. See, it's easy to download, and you still, you're enjoying that, Mark?
I thought you guys were statewide on this.
Well, we are a Civic Media app.
Yeah, on the app, I guess.
We're
nationwide,
worldwide.
We got
listeners in Finland, right?
And Prague.
There you go.
So, yeah.
I will say that Appleton 96.5, it's great because I'm just in a little gap that when I leave the house, I don't always get 97.9, so I can put 96.5 on and listen for just a little bit.
Where do you live? Kimberly?
Kimberly.
Yeah.
So we always, it's probably 4 or 5 miles. I just can't pick up 97.9. Always, I couldn't. But so 96.5, I can get on the highway and then I'm good.
Nice.
They're looking at technology. So if you have 97.9 on and you're driving south, it'll automatically tune to the next signal and then tune to the next signal.
Oh.
So you never lose us.
Seriously?
That's impressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's I did cool. not know that.
Radio has changed over the years.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so I mean, like, yeah, that's I have an older truck, you know, and 96.5, and I know once I got in the highway a little bit, sometimes it picks it up for a long time. So,
yep.
But I can, I'll
well,
just
that's
pick
cool
up the
that you,
Green Bay station.
The signal stays.
I kind of miss the old turning the knob.
The big black buttons.
And then, you know what I mean? And then, the worst thing in the world, though, is traveling when I travel from Arizona to Michigan. And you're driving through Nebraska or Kansas.
I know what you're going to say.
Oh, and it's all religious shows.
Mississippi, that was that way.
Oh, my God.
The entire dial would be, I'm the gas.
Absolutely. But the thing is, there's no place to pull over. You're tired. So you got to have something.
Yep.
So you would listen to those preachers.
That's why now you do have those podcasts where
right.
you grab your phone and you're like, all right, I got 3 podcasts for the next 5 hours, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You got to have that. You really and truly do. You know, actually, when I was at the dentist next week, I have to go get another root canal type thing and everything. And the lady said, if you have earbuds, a lot of people listen to podcasts now while they're getting operated or not operated and getting work done. And I thought, that's a great idea. I'm going
to
do that.
Root canal's close to an operation.
Oh, well, especially they said, do you want to do 2 separate things? And I said, no, get it all done in 1 shot.
But they have music playing.
Well, the radio.
But you can listen to a lot of people. Really?
Yeah. They said if you can bring in your own things. A lot of people do that now to just kind of get into a different zone.
Oh, yeah. You want to get away from it.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
so,
cool. Great idea.
Yeah. I just need to figure out how to use
Earbuds.
Earbuds.
I know. Me too.
Yeah. Once I get that down, look out.
We have them.
Well, Nikki will be helping John Mino out. Tending to John's dentist appointment.
There you go, Nikki. Why don't I know how to do anything? Why don't I know how to do anything.
And I just want to say, you can finish. I just want to say that it's not our age, because there are people our age that they're all in on this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I got a friend of mine who's the same age I am, and I'm like, where did you learn all that?
Yeah.
And when my previous job, I said to some of the people at City Hall, I said, you could teach me how to do that. But they were just like, you're too slow or we're too busy. And they just did it all. And I never, it was like COVID, right, for us. We just missed a very important 30 years.
I remember asking Dom one time how to cut and paste. Okay.
Right. There you go.
Oh, my God, Dad. I literally learned that the first day we're ever on a computer in like the first grade.
Right.
It's like the first thing they were, and I'm asking him how to cut and paste.
I was just going
to
say, Jim, you know what? You go back what you just said. There's just a lot of people, I think, probably played and messed things up, but that's what you just have to do. You know, I bet you John could figure out how to use pods it's just going to, you know.
How much is a bet? How much you want to wager?
I'm taking the under.
You know what? I bet you if. I'd put $10. I bet you you could figure it out. If we gave you a weekend and said,
I'll take that bet.
You don't think you can do
it? No way. There's no way.
I'm actually with Jim. We don't agree on many things.
Finally.
My technical incompetence is one of those things. It just is.
You know, but I mean, I think that's what we were just talking before we went back on the air. It's going back to basic stuff and just playing around with it. And you're going to figure it out. You know, I really do. I think there's a lot of this stuff. And will you have some failures? Yep. But
Todd, how many times? How many times, Todd?
No many.
No one's got confidence. Give me a number. How many times have I asked you, texted you, called you, emailed you, and said, Todd, can you tell me one more time how to take this, the story I'm writing for my book, how to send it to you, the whole story that's not an, you know, yada, yada, yada. So if you go to my apartment or at my workplace, I've got the big piece of paper. I've got a big Sharpie. Control C. One. Yeah. Two, yada, yada. Like, and every time I do it, it's almost like a cop where he knows the Miranda rights, but he reads it off his thing anyway, so he doesn't get it wrong. I have to follow it step by step, his instructions.
And it's always changing, you know? I mean, you got to kind of keep up on it. But even the basics, I tell John, my biggest challenge in teaching is the technology. It's the online students. It's great. You know, there's no paper. Yeah. Nobody has. The kids walk in, I'm like, where the hell's your book? You know, they got their laptop. The
you know what surprises me?
They don't even touch a pen. And they write great papers. They do the research, but just a laptop.
You know, I've done some speaking at UWGB for different, you know, for classes and stuff. And the thing that surprised me, kids will walk in with a bottle of soda and a bag of chips and stuff like that. And they're eating chips and drinking a soda drink. Wow.
No, not
in our day.
No.
Not in Jim's class.
No,
can I do it in your class?
No.
No?
Okay. We take breaks, though. There's no cell phones. We take breaks. I break every, you know, it's 3-hour class, so, you know, probably a minute break every hour. No, that, it's like 10 minutes.
Yeah. We got this. John is so challenged. This is true. John is so challenged, he once called me while trying to call producer Tom. Todd from DePere.
Oh, that's funny.
That's the honest to God truth. That's funny. Wow. Yeah.
So what's going on in the world of sports medicine?
Yeah, it's, you know, middle of winter sports. We got about a month to go before, just a little less before wrestling kicks off. Basketball, gymnastics. There's a lot of stuff going on.
And injuries happen in those things?
Yeah, you do.
Just like they do in football. Everybody gets football, but there's injuries and even in cheerleading.
I was watching some highlights. Well, yeah, there was, where was that? They had to take that a male cheerleader. Off on the, what do you call it, a spine board?
Yeah.
The spine board at a college game.
Wow.
Did one of those, you know, the flip type things, whatever. He's okay, but that's scary, man. My daughter used to be in gymnastics when they do the flip off. That made me so nervous. Those kind of sports, cheerleading and those dance things, where they do, man, that's serious stuff.
But you guys talk about, you know, it can happen in high school, but it's like you get to these big college sports, professional, and there's so many more people on the sidelines, and there's so many people.
God.
And like you said, all it takes is one person doing that one extra flip, and someone just got a little bit too close. I was watching the championship game on Sunday, and they were clearing people away from the kicker who was trying to kick on the sideline.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, these sidelines aren't real big.
Absolutely. And that girl, I saw one of the cheerleaders walk right in front of the kicker.
Yeah.
As he was trying to, he could have hurt her. I mean, hit her in the head with a kick like that would have.
Can you imagine? If he's going in for the game-winning kick and now he can't.
She walked right in front of him. Wow. He's on the sidelines, like right here, okay? Wow. And here's the ball, and she walked right here. Wow. And there's the net.
So it's
been disastrous. You're saying a lot of the people on the sidelines are medical. Because they're not fans. I mean, you can't.
I don't know who they are.
You know,
I don't think there's a lot of.
Really?
Yeah. I'm surprised the NFL doesn't crack down. I'm surprised more people haven't gotten hurt on sidelines.
No, John's right. I mean,
it's right there.
As an athletic trainer, you stand there and you think, I'm prepared. And you always hear about it. One time, man, I just got plowed. In football, it comes at you so quick. I was blessed, Ted Stefaniak. I went down to a herd game and he even said, you know, I brought my mom was up and my family and we're right on the court. And he's like, hey, just let your mom know, those guys can come barreling off the court, and they may be in your lap before you even know it.
And they are so huge. People have no idea how big professional basketball players are. Used to be tall, skinny guys. Yeah. Now they all look like NFL tight ends.
Yeah. So you do, you know, and I think I shared this once of stand on a sideline. I was good one time, though, got where you go to step back, and guess what? You have a wall of players behind you, and you can't go anywhere.
You can't move.
And you're just now. So a lot of times, I'll be honest with you, I don't stand right on the line of scrimmage. I stand further on each side of it.
Got to have a little bit of margin of error.
Yeah. You just have to.
I agree.
You have to protect yourself. But, you know, it's sports happen, and guess what? Unfortunately, some injuries are going to happen. You know what I mean? Yeah. It doesn't matter. But, you know, we're trying to get better where we prevent injuries. You know what I mean? It starts from day one of a season. It starts in an off season.
Tell me a little bit more. We talked one time about the mental health aspect. And I interviewed the mayor. We talked about mental health and not just the city, but with the officers. Is that something you're doing more with the students, less with the students?
I think more. You know, this is something that we're just doing more in schools. We should be doing more in schools, you know, but it could be based on individuals. It could be based on teams. You know what I mean? The kid who missed a shot last year to send him to state, or, you know, missed a free throw, he may say he's okay, or she, but are they?
Okay, let me just say something. That's professional, too. I was reading an article. The kid for, dropped the pass, the two-point, for Baltimore.
Oh, yeah.
Dropped that two-point conversion. Yeah. Oh, man. They say it's so brutal, social media and people coming in. Somebody put out where he lives. Yeah. Well, even the head coach for the Lions
last year, a year ago,
he had to move.
His daughter call and say,
his daughter's high school classmates.
Hey, something's happening outside, and they had to call the police something happened.
And he moved, put his house up for sale.
But you know,
it's gotten so bad along those
and
ways.
You know, that's sadly what it is. It's our phones, you know, and we've got it and where you can go on it. But yeah, you're asking someone, are you okay?
Yeah. I mean, there's a kicker. I forget who he played for, a college kicker, and he missed one. And his parents got death threats like you can't believe. Yep. They posted his parents' home address and stuff. It's gotten really bad along those lines.
Mental health, we can't always just think of, I mean, it also just goes through our daily lives of, I think we have to go think about what's called social determinants of health. There could be a great athlete. That person could be homeless or may not have food.
You're right.
So when you talk about mental health, it's about your daily living. And people may say, I'm fine, but, you know, as a person in the same set of clothes for the third day and can't wash your clothes.
We have all this attention from the neck down, you know, and from the neck up, it can't be a stigma. It's got to be like, yeah, I went and saw maybe you did a different name, my friend or whatever, but it's just, that's so important because there's
the stigma has dropped a bunch, though. I really do.
You're right.
Okay. I mean, even like the military, you used to be basically penalized if you went to see a psychiatrist. It would be on your records.
Yep.
And they finally got rid of that. We got to start a quick break. Mark Hewson from Bell and Sports Medicine. Gizmo's coming up. Shannon Cohen, the Community Shelter Board. Super Bowl. Jukebox Barbershop Quartet. Dennis Peters, all coming up. You can fall apart.
Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
This group is a very good...
I'm glad.
Do as we say, not as we really do.
And I'm glad, Todd, we don't worry about hot mics. But it's only going to take once and we're done.
Got a text there. Sidelines are dangerous for wing officials in football. So many times we're telling coaches and players to stay off the white painted area. Yeah. By wing officials, the defensive back refs, basically?
Yeah, sideline officials.
Yeah.
And I mean, honestly... Every one of those officials, besides sometimes the white hat who's dead center, but they could get, but you'll hear them all the time. And I know people like, yeah, I got it. Till all of a sudden a pick happens in football.
So, yeah.
And the change of direction, and they're running down, and we've seen it. I mean, bam, it's usually a head coach and a.
Getting clobbered.
But it could be kids celebrating the sideline. It could be, I mean.
Mark, we had one. It was that really cold night down in Ripon.
Yep.
Remember one of the assistant coaches or somebody? I mean, you guys had to take care of him. I thought they were going to take him out on a stretcher. Yeah, it's exactly what happened. An older coach type thing on the sidelines.
Well, And I think I even shared, I know we had earlier this year, we had a one of our school's young daughter, I believe it was, of a coach just checking in, and play went out of bounds and she got hit. Which, you know, she was just checking in with dad, but that stuff happens. Yeah. You know, I mean, and it can happen.
And they're violent collisions.
And it happens like that. It's happened so quick. It's the same thing kind of going to a baseball game and foul balls. You know, I'm one of, I'd rather have a screen in front of me.
You know, there's a thing, I don't know where I read this, is but old Green Bay Bobcat game and against the Marquette Iron Rangers. And, you know, like the Bobcats won the game and a guy hit one up into the, I think it's Warren Gerds. It's in Warren Gerds' book. And he was just like a fan at the game or whatever. And he was near somebody. And the Marquette Iron Ranger guy shot the puck up into the stands at the end of the game, you know, ticked off, whatever, and hit somebody in the eye. And we got to get Warren on to talk about this. I think the guy lost his eye. And the team got on the bus and got out of Dodge. And nobody was ever charged for it. But I know another kid. He was a student manager up at Northern Michigan and got blinded in his eye from a puck going into the stands.
Yeah, I'll watch through a net too.
Yeah,
I stood on the.
Well, baseball people have been killed.
Yeah, I've you know, I was on the Green Bay Gamblers bench for many years, and you have a plexiglass wall behind you. You can't go anywhere. And that puck's coming. I got hit a few times.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. You know, I got one off my head one time. I got one off my leg. They hurt.
Remember that Packer assistant coach got his bell rung.
At the game in Dallas.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll never forget that.
That really upset. Holmgren was very upset. He was coaching
them,
right?
And it was early in the game.
Yeah, I know.
It was the NFC Championship game.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
I can see that like it was yesterday, and the first thing that hit the ground was the back of his head.
Right. But I will say, I do think that from, I'll give credit around here, the Green Bay Packers, because I live real life. The Green Bay Packers, colleges, high schools have gotten much better of who is on the sidelines, you know, and I think it's less in our area and stuff like that. But there is a reason why they're only going to give so many passes out, because it happens so quick and we don't want anyone injured.
Got a text here. Watch the video of Leroy Butler's first Lambeau leap. It's stunning how few people were, quote, around on the sidelines.
Yeah. You know, it's.
And you know what? Let's be honest. 50% of them don't need to be there.
No.
They're friends of somebody that got a sideline
cool
pass.
And stuff like
and
that.
I think for the NFL, just from a liability standpoint, they say, look, you can come watch them warm up, but you got to.
Well, I do know.
I think it says right in the back of the pass, you know, you're accepting the liability.
Oh. It's if you go to I'm going to pick
on baseball.
Yeah. That's a big one because you'll read, you know, people say, well, I'm going to sue you. Well, read
over
your ticket. And right on the backside, it'll tell you.
Not responsible. Yeah. You're accepting the risk.
And I know with that, everyone says, oh, you know, hey, we can't watch a game with a screen. It's their right to be able to watch with nothing from. Listen, go to a game. We took my family to the Tim Riley's, and they do a great job down there. Great job. But a ball came off real quick and caught it. It hit and went like 10 feet and hit someone else.
Oh, yeah.
Just the way it comes off. Yeah. It's scary sometimes.
It's very scary. I mean, because that ball comes off at 100 miles an hour.
Correct.
I mean, they got the velocity things now.
Yep.
And I've thought the same thing at times. You know, you look and there's a nice family sitting along the first baseline, and there's that foul ball that just screams right at them.
That's coming fast.
And you know, yeah, I think right-handed, left-handed hitter.
Yep.
So you thinking that ball's always going one way, and all of a sudden it takes one batter, and it goes the other way.
Remember the Brewer coach? What happened to him a few years ago?
Yep.
And that's when they started wearing helmets, wasn't it?
Correct.
That made all the really? Base coaches now have to
third
wear...
Third base and first base...
Have to wear a helmet.
I know third base.
I think first base, too.
First two, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they have to wear a helmet. And they will not, I believe, this last year, I believe there was a game held up because there was no... The guy didn't have a helmet on, and there was, like, looking for one. They waited.
See, that's proactive. That's a good idea.
It's a great idea.
You'd think they would have done it before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you say just a few years ago. That's...
Although, you know what's funny? Our era, okay, Major League Baseball, if we were watching Major League Baseball when we were kids, 99% of the guys weren't wearing batting helmets.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Isn't that something? But now they got like almost like a hockey gear on.
Yeah.
You know,
it's all the pictures.
Yeah. Nope. You ever see Babe Ruth in a helmet?
You know, but I mean,
Mickey Mantle?
Right. If you go back and you talk safety, and when I say safety, this isn't about just the pro sports. This isn't about college or high school. Across the board, safety has gotten much, much better. From helmets to process of wearing a helmet for a coach on the field to whatever they're going to, you know, use for practices.
And that's where we got to spend more time on the preventive side of it. Correct. You know, because you guys are great. Bellin, you guys are right there. Anything happens, boom, you got your clinic over by Lambeau. That's more sports medicine, and that all works. But, I mean, that wearing the helmet thing, like you said, why weren't we doing that 20, 30, 40 years ago? I don't know. But I'm glad that that's being looked at as well.
But, Jim, you talk about it. I mean, so a whole other thing, mental health.
Yeah.
You know, we just talked. 10, 15, 20 years ago, we really were not. There was a stigma. There's still a stigma. I think it's gotten much better, though.
But I think when you read about these athletes, didn't somebody else just get clipped? First, they do weird stuff. And I'm just wondering if they would sit down with a counselor. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, off the field type? Yeah. Oh.
Oh, I think. I
Let's go down the list there. My gosh.
There's just a lot of. I think there's a lot more opportunity for a individual to say, I need help.
Right.
Now, yeah.
There's not a stigma anymore.
Right.
Correct.
Hey, I just want to say one quick break. How about this? Watch the Stanley Cup Finals from like 1975. Not a single person. Their hair is always perfect. They played without helmets in the NHL up until 80s? Wow. The 1980s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably late 70s.
And I think it was the Olympics that helped pull that in because they used to have to wear them and everything. But it's think about that in hockey.
Yeah. Hockey now, they have now have neck guards. So.
Oh, that's right, because of the slashing.
Yep.
That one kid died.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. All right, we got to start a quick break. Mark Hughes with us. Gizmo's coming up. Is it going to be a card trick? Is it a card trick, Gizmo?
Yes.
Get your cards ready. Get playing cards ready. He's going to do an on-the-air card trick. You can play along. Back after this. Come on, man.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Brian Hagedorn said Thursday that he will recuse himself from a forthcoming case that will decide the future of Act 10, the controversial 2011 law that stripped collective bargaining rights from some state workers. Hagedorn helped write the original legislation when he was the chief legal counsel for Governor Scott Walker. Hagedorn's decision not to participate in the case means the court's 4 liberal and 2 conservative justices will decide the case's future. Earlier this week, Republican state lawmakers had pushed for Justice Janet Protasiewicz, who is part of the court's liberal wing, to recuse herself because in the past she has said while campaigning that she thought the law was unconstitutional. A charge of terrorist threats was dismissed Thursday against 19-year-old Caden Stakowitz. The Menasha man is accused of setting fire to U.S. Congressman Glenn Grothman's Fond du Lac office earlier this month. His attorney argued the charge should be dismissed because Stakowitz did not communicate any threat ahead of the fire. He's still charged with arson, attempted burglary, and criminal damage to property. According to the criminal complaint, Stakowitz admitted to police that he set the fire in response to the TikTok ban Grothman supported. He'll be arraigned February 17th. Tomorrow is Election Day. For the new chair of the Democratic National Committee, that is. WISDEM's chair, Ben Wickler, is one of the front runners. The other names at the top of the list are Minnesota Democratic chair Ken Martin and former Maryland governor Martin O'Malley. Wickler has the endorsements of a handful of Democratic governors, and that could take him over the top, especially if the representatives in their states follow their governor's leads. Goodyear is celebrating a century of its famous blimps by bringing two of them to EAA Air Venture 2025 in July. Goodyear's first blimp took to the sky in 1925. Goodyear has been a part of the aviation event in Oshkosh since 1971 with their last appearance in 2021. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. 28 degrees in Green Bay, 32 in Hampton, 29 in Oshkosh. Coming your way on WGBW and WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app. And it's always fun to have Gizmo in the house.
Good morning.
A man of many talents.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you. You know, I actually, you know what? I've discovered that I do actually do a lot of things, but I've discovered it's because I've never had a favorite of any kind. So because of that, I never said, you know what? That's my favorite. I'm going to just do that. You know, so because I never settled on a favorite of anything, everything that I like, I just dive into it and do it, you know? So,
well, and for those of us that follow you, you're not typecast. When you show up, we don't expect Ed Sullivan or John Kennedy or these other characters. You play them all.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's cool.
In fact, coming up now, speaking of which, American English playing next Friday at Waverly Beach. Tickets are still available, I think. They're hard to get. You got to go to a festival in the Fox Valley.
That's that whole Beatles tribute?
It's a Beatles tribute,
right,
band.
And you've seen them before, right?
I have, and they're just fantastic. I mean, even if you like the Beatles a little bit, they're just great. And they stay in character through the whole thing, you know, so it's really cool. If you close your eyes, you'd swear it's 1960-something and you're at a Beatles concert. It's that good.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
It really is. I mean, I'm now I probably put them on the spot if they're listening, like, oh, my God, now we really got to perform. But, no, they really are good. And the audience is just great. Like I said, everybody sings all the songs. Everybody knows all the words to every song.
Yeah, well,
you know,
sure.
It isn't like they're pulling songs out that nobody remembers. You know, it's like, wow, just a great show.
Yeah, cool. Looking forward
but
to
this
that.
Year, I am going to bring Ed Sullivan back this year for the last set because they do three sets. But the first set, I'm actually going to come out and I'm going to portray Brian Epstein, however you pronounce
their
that.
Their manager?
Their first manager, yeah. Their first manager that got him big. And I'm going to come out and pretend to be him and then talk about a little bit of the history that he had with them and how it all ties in and how he accidentally overdosed. he did die at 32. He didn't make it too long, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was only the manager till 1967.
Hey, you know, one of the channels, I'm still always flipping around the channel seeing what show, but one of the classic TV shows, they've got the Ed Sullivan show on. Forget how, I know people like you, the characters... Man, was he like uncomfortable stilted or just weird? You know what I mean? Now in retrospect?
Honestly, I think that's why people liked him because he seemed so sort of not Hollywood, if you will. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was very sort of quirky and sort of, oh, we're going to bring him.
Oh, no, come on over here. Come gather around. Like this, like he was like, come on.
Yeah.
You know, like arranging people.
That's on TV again?
Yeah. It's kind of cool. Yeah, absolutely.
I would watch that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, that's where you would get started.
And Lawrence Welk.
Yeah, that's great.
I'd love to find when your dad was on there if they got that episode.
He's on Ed Sullivan, too. So those episodes are... How long was he on the air?
It was quite a few years. Up until 1970. So.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, it's funny. I don't want to digress here, but there was an episode of Ed Sullivan where the Beatles, the first time they got on there, and there was a comedy duo. This and maybe I've talked about this before, but it was an older couple, man and woman. They were touring the country. They were great, doing great. You know, they had an older crowd. And they were told they're going to be on Ed Sullivan. And then they were told they're going to be on the same episode as the Beatles. And they're like, who the fuck are the Beatles? You know? And they're like, oh, they're a rock band. You'll be fine. And then they were backstage and they heard all these teenage girls screaming.
Wow.
And they're like, this is not going to go good. They were like the only comedy duo to ever go on Ed Sullivan and not become famous. Because
was that,
the Beatles
was that
over.
Mitzi Jones-Steiner and Charlie Brill,
that's
possibly?
That's the couple. That's the ones.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? I've never heard of them.
Yeah, look them up, man. They hate the Beatles.
Wow.
You know what I used to love? You know what was really good was the guy that played George Costanza's dad, him and his
Jerry
wife.
Jerry Stiller
and his wife had a thing, and they used to be on like Ed Sullivan. They were fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ben Stiller's dad, actually.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
But you really got to, you know, in their defense, you want to play to the audience.
Right.
Maybe that wasn't the smartest
thing.
Well, this guy gets out there and, you know, I just flew in. Boy, my arm's tired.
Yeah.
These kids are waiting to see.
It was a lot of bad timing because they said
the
audience that this couple would have attracted saw the Beatles and changed the channel.
Right.
Oh,
so
good
the older
that's
folks
what I'm
didn't
saying.
Even see him. Yeah.
You think they would have maybe said, well, whatever.
Scheduling wise.
Yeah. So it just bad scheduling, I guess, on that part. But yeah, oh well. You know, right.
They hate the Beatles. That's
they just
funny.
Hate them. But right. Anyway, so like I said, I didn't want to get.
That's gonna be fun. That's at the Waverly, and that's next Friday.
Next Friday, yep. And it's a fun event. It really is. It's a charity event. The money goes to the Mac Fund, and
yeah, right. Great fund.
They give
great
a,
charity.
You know, there's a lot of raffles, and
childhood
prizes
cancer
prizes and stuff.
I've got two pair of tickets, which at the end of your segment here, Gizmo, we'll give away on the
cool.
show.
Oh, okay. Nice, very nice.
Nice. Should we do trivia to give them away?
Whatever you want.
Something. Todd will always come up with something. Well, Gizmo, tell me what else you got going on in your upcoming theatrical world.
It's a busy month. February is a busy month. Evergreen has a lot going on. We've got two shows coming up. One of them is actually a new show. It's called Lost and Found in IKEA. I know. It's like, what
that's
is that?
That's kind of funny.
It's a romantic comedy of sorts. It's really good. It's about relationships and about... And it's funny because they could have called it, you know, Lost and Found in Sears or something, but they wanted... It's a current story, so it's in IKEA, and it...
I've never been to an IKEA.
I've never been to one either.
It's done...
But south of Milwaukee.
Okay, yeah. they're not up here, right?
I guess the story kind of has some metaphoric, comparisons to IKEA, where when you go into an IKEA, there's a lot of arrows. They tell you where to go. There's a lot of some assembly required type of stuff there. So that's sort of built into the story, too. So it's really good, actually.
I think IKEA is
really
known for what you just said. Yeah. And
yeah. You got to put everything required together, right?
Yeah.
But it's a huge, huge store. We made a run at them. But they're, is it Prairie du Chien? What is that? Whatever that's called. It's just, like you said, just south of Milwaukee.
Yeah, somewhere down there.
They
have
a huge store down there, which is cool.
I was going to say Franklin. But
I don't know. I've never been there. But I'm not a fan of putting stuff together.
Yeah.
I hate that. And assembly required, to me, are just two bad words.
It's like, what do they mean
I'm not good at following directions.
Yes.
Yeah. Honest to God.
Because you are pretty handy. It's just that you can't follow.
I'd rather build something from scratch than try to follow directions. Yep. I can't follow directions.
Right.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
No.
Well, they put them in multiple languages, you know.
I know. But, you know, isn't that crazy? Right? Trying to find the English version.
They give you a book, and there's only one page that's for English.
Okay, why do they have French in all of them? Right. Really?
It is.
Really?
Yeah. Like they're global
27
product
pages, you know.
My son-in-law, my granddaughter's birthday, he bought a that required assembly. But he's an engineer. He reads every word. It looked great when he was done. He built his dollhouse, and it was a door.
When I see
doorbell
instructions, I look at that as a suggestion on how you should put it together.
Yeah, directions are for suckers, man. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep.
Real men don't even, they just throw it away. When
absolutely. No question about it.
I'm with you.
So what else you got coming up, buddy?
So Lost and Found in IKEA, great show. I recommend that. It's running February 12th through the 6th. It's the weekend of St. Valentine's Day, so it's a great time to go see a great show about love. And
St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
Yeah.
Remember
right?
That?
Yeah.
That was a great movie.
God.
And I love how they did that. I never remember seeing them. On the last day of Tony Rizzo's life, he had wheat toast and two soft-boiled eggs for breakfast. He promised his wife he'd pick up bread after work.
That's good.
Remember that, though?
Yeah. Like, it was crazy.
On the last day of so-and-so's life. That was a great movie, St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
Yeah, it was. It was back in when they did a lot of those. You know, those like Friday the 13th
gangster movies and everything.
You know, just butchery movies where everybody ends up getting killed.
I've never seen a horror movie.
Oh,
other than The Exorcist, would that be a horror movie? No.
Yeah, that's a horror movie. Yeah.
But I mean, the slasher types. I've never seen any of them.
You saw Psycho.
Yeah, the original Psycho.
Isn't that?
That would be a horror film. Huh? Sure.
Well, I used to go to the drive-in theater when I was a kid.
That one still makes me nervous. The shower scene, like when it's lightning and thundering out, I still get nervous every time I go to stab somebody in a shower.
Yeah.
Right.
Deja vu. Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing in here?
Yeah.
So, King Arthur.
Oh, you want to know? You want to know what was the scariest movie when I was a kid? It was this old movie called Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte. Did you ever see that one?
Wow, that's a...
Betty Davis, yes. Betty Davis and Joan Crawford, and they push the lady down, and her head goes flying down from wheelchair.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And it turns out they hated each other. The Joan Crawford and Betty Davis
taking care of
hated each other, and it literally, when they had some scenes where people had to be, okay, let's back off.
Oh, they hate each other in real life?
Yeah.
Oh.
And they hate each other in the movie.
I know, in the movie, but... Well, that's kind of probably brought the best out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
My poor movie, I don't know if it qualified, but when we were kids, it was The Birds.
Oh, yeah.
We watched that a lot.
Absolutely.
Too much.
I still love that movie. I really do. I love that movie.
Yeah.
I never want to go in a phone booth again.
Oh, man.
Right? Are they still phone booths around? I don't know. So coming up also outside.
Are there?
I don't know.
In New York?
Well, that's why there's so much crime. Superman can't find a phone booth.
There
that's
you
what
go.
I said.
Are there in New York?
No. You know what? I don't think so,
right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Those would become...
Maybe in a museum or something.
Right? Well, you don't even have them at gas stations outside anymore,
but,
do you?
I think not. But phone booths, I think, would maybe become like toilet places for, you know.
Well,
I mean,
I'm not going to say who, what, when, or where here in town, but a cop told me there was a gas station that they used to kind of like stake out with the phone booth, was drug transactions would take place.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
So I never made a drug transaction for that gas station again.
Yeah. I got out of there quick.
Yeah, absolutely. Right?
Thanks for the tip.
Yeah, you're
like
welcome.
The barber that got arrested for drugs. I couldn't believe that. I'll never go to him again.
Who's that?
I don't know where he barbered, but...
In town?
You know?
What are you talking about? Okay,
just another joke. All right, what else?
I'm sorry. I'm not concentrating today because I checked out my hair. I got really bad hair today, so I'm just trying to fix that all day.
Did you notice that when you walked in?
That's the first thing I noticed. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking around. Right. I have no idea, man. I never really look at people's hair or shoes or any of that stuff.
That's why I wear a visor a lot, just because my hair is always wild.
Really, yeah.
Yeah.
I know that you can tell a lot about a person by the way they dress and their hairstyle. You know, if their part is perfectly, you know.
What would my hair and the way I dress say about me?
I think it says you're a cool guy.
Oh, yeah,
okay. Really cool guy.
Right.
Man.
You want to come back,
you're
don't
not
you?
Uptight at all. You're just really cool.
I judge people by their shoes, and looking at Johnny's shoes, they'd say, you're in radio.
No. I'm wearing my one pair of good shoes today that are kind of cool.
Oh, those are all right.
They're blue. Yeah. I'm wearing blue shoes.
I have a friend who doesn't wear shoes. He's actually native.
I'm not wearing socks, though.
Never wears shoes, and he's got some hip problems now. But all winter, walking around in the cold, no shoes
with
on.
With what?
He just, you serious?
Yeah.
Like, wow. You wear boots?
No, he doesn't wear anything. Barefoot. He just goes barefoot all the time.
On a cold sidewalk or a hot sidewalk?
I've seen him walking around. I'm like, dude, why don't you put some, you know, slippers on or something, man?
Nah. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's okay. Crazy. There's some people that wear shorts all year. You
I've seen that.
that's a little bit dangerous.
And it's a choice for him. Yeah, it is. He's got hip problems now because of it. And it's not a good thing. But he just never felt comfortable with shoes on, I guess.
Well, okay, we got more to talk about. We're going to be sending a quick break, and we are going to try to do a card trick, but you don't know if people can play along at home,
I don't know. I wanted to try a special one today. I wanted to focus on one person here today.
All right. That's fine. That'll be fun.
Like one person in here or one person on the phone?
One person in here.
Okay. All right. Okay. We got Gizmo, and here's a cool thing, folks. After he does a trick, he's going to tell us exactly how he does it.
Yep.
No, that takes the fun away.
Quick break. Mano of the Mayor, back after this.
It's always the same. It's just a shame. That's all. I could say day and you'd say night. Tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same. It's just a shame. And that's all. I could live, but I won't go. Though my heart might tell me so.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 WISS. And we got Gizmo in the house talking about the great Beatles tribute coming up at Waverly. When is that?
7th.
On the 7th.
Next Friday.
Next Friday.
I'll tell you what. Let's give away a pair right now.
Okay.
And you can text in using the Civic Media app. What we'll do is, earlier in the show, Gizmo mentioned two characters that he's going to play at the show coming up on the 7th.
Okay.
If you can give me one or the other, right? I'll give you a pair of tickets right now to see American English at Waverly Beach. Again, that is a fundraiser for the MAC Fund, which is great.
Why aren't we doing it the way I suggested, the Murphy way, where we're going to take caller 19 and be like, phone and ring. Hi, you're caller 6. Hi, you're caller 11. Hi, you're calling. Take like three calls.
Well, so go ahead and text in right now. One of the characters that Gizmo is playing at the American English show, just text that in using the Civic Media app.
And nice. One of the reasons we don't do it is we don't have a phone.
Well, besides that.
All right.
So we're going to try a quick card trick if you guys want.
Yep.
And I've got some cards here, and I'm just going to, if you can see them on the screen, if you guys are watching, these are all in a specific order. I'm kidding. They're all mixed. You guys
agree? Yep.
And then I'm going to actually start by doing this. I'm going to just put some cards down like this. And then I'm going to have John here. Just keep doing that. Just, there you go.
We'll
have,
how many?
Just as many as you want.
Right on that pile?
Yeah, keep going. Yep. Until you want to stop. Right now, he's going to continue to put, and I don't want to look so I have an idea of how many he's putting down.
Okay.
I don't
want,
he stopped. Okay. Yep. You can set the rest aside. Now, pick up that pile that you just made there and make three piles. Go one, two, three, and then, yep. No. Here, like this. Just do it like this.
Okay, Gizmo, right? You're making me.
Right? Make sure it's mixed. Okay. Here we go. There you go. Keep going. One, two, three, just like that until you run out. Okay. There you go. One, two, three. One, two, three. There you go. Okay. There you go. That's fine. Okay. Now, this trick, every trick has a name, and I call this trick John's birthday.
Ah!
Yeah, I know, right? So here's the craziest thing. I want to add something to it. I want to make it a little more than it really is here. So, Jim, can you shout a number between 1 and 10?
7.
7, okay. And then,
Mark,
can you shout a number between 1 and 4?
3.
3, that's excellent. You said 7?
Can I be totally honest? Yeah. I'm not BSing. I would have said 7, and I would have said 3.
Isn't that crazy?
And in my mind, that's exact. Honest
so now
to
I
God,
want,
I'm just.
I want you to pick the biggest card in the deck that you can think of. Biggest card. What's the biggest one?
King of Hearts.
King of Hearts. Okay. Now that's where I failed, right? Because I was hoping you would have went a little higher, a little bigger, like one of the.
Like an ace?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know if ace would be like
high
for
low.
You.
See,
high or
now,
low.
I'm glad you said that.
Okay.
Now we've clarified, okay?
So now, that's like in cribbage, ace is 1.
Okay, so now that you've said that, we have clarified that the ace is a 1. So now, would you mind flipping over any one of the top cards here in this pile here? Just flip it over. There's a 3. Didn't
three
you say 3?
I did.
You did say 3. Flip over another card, any card you want there. Look, there's your 7, Jim.
Wow.
Right? Now, wait, there's still one left, and you agreed that the ace is a low card. So flip that one. It's an ace, right?
And what's 117?
Okay, look at this, you guys. What's John's birthday? 317, 317. Is that not your birthday, John?
It is.
March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. Thank you very much. And you are, and I'm out.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Sorry if I got some brains on the table from blowing your mind.
Trust, I wasn't in on the trick. I wasn't.
Really?
He didn't
no,
tell
he
me
did.
Beforehand.
No, not at all.
Whatever. Right. I personally shuffled those cards, took those cards, did that. They called out the numbers. I called out. That's mind-boggling.
Isn't that crazy?
That is mind-boggling.
That's my favorite trick of the year. Yay! Because the year just started, right? These guys are all rolling through their head. How the heck? How would he?
Thing I can think of is the probability of a 7 is probably pretty high.
It is.
Because that's lucky
not,
number 7.
Is.
I think a lot of people would say 7. You know what I'm saying?
Well, but is it even between 1 and 10?
Yeah.
Okay, throw a number out right now.
5.
No, missed it by 1.
So you know what I mean? I know what you're saying, but it's like...
missed it by 3.
That's incredible.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And especially when we're right... It's the same thing when we bring the musicians on, and it's like seeing them this close, working that magic with their fingers or whatever... And being right here in front of us doing that, and I pulled out those cards, and I was not, you know, that is mind-boggling.
Yeah.
And so I'll sit here and say, you know, I thought Gizmo was going to pull, like, you know, slip a hand and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Nope.
No, it was all, he didn't
I sat here and watched John and Gizmo the whole time. I am
but
sitting
what if
here
I would
in
have
awe.
Said,
isn't that crazy?
But what if I would have said 4?
Okay. You didn't.
That's where the new
right.
trick goes.
We have a bell for that. Yeah. Oh, my.
Right.
Gizmo, great.
Thank
folks,
you very much,
tell
guys.
People how, tell everybody how they can hire you to do this professionally.
Well, you can. Choice. You can find me at themagicofgizmo.com if you're really looking for a magician. You know,
folks,
I don't
if you've got some kind of corporate thing where you want some entertainment or a party, some kind of party you got or get together, hire this guy.
Yeah,
he's fun.
You
it's
will
fun.
Not be disappointed.
And if you're not going to do that, then definitely that IKEA. What is that again?
Lost and Found on IKEA. That's running February 12th through the 16th.
And that's over at your place?
That's at the new Evergreen facility
right,
in DePere.
Right.
Also, I want to give a quick shout out. Give Big Green Bay. That's coming February 19th through the 20th. It's a noon to noon thing where if you donate, whatever you donate will be matched. Okay. And Evergreen is in it for the first time this year. So if you donate to Evergreen, whatever you donate, it'll be matched. So please try to look out for that. Give Big Green Bay the 19th and the 20th.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
One more time. How can people find you? I'm serious. I want to get a percentage because I'm gonna market you like crazy.
The magic of gizmo.com.
Outstanding. Yeah. And once again, you're going to be Well, can we say, did we get a winner, Todd?
We did get a winner. Right. Congratulations to Bill from Appleton.
You are going to be, you're going to be the whole MC of the whole thing, right?
I
for
am.
The Beatles tribute.
I am. I'm going to come out. I'm going to MC as
Ed Sullivan.
As Brian. Well, I'm going to come out as Brian Epstein.
Sorry. Yeah.
But then the second set, I'm actually going to come out as like a hippie from the 60s.
Oh.
Like, hey, but, you know, whatever, right? I'm going to have some flower shirts and whatever.
Do you want some of Jim's gummies to get in the mood?
Yeah. No. I'll borrow some of his wardrobe, though, maybe. Hey, hippie Jim.
We got to set our quick break. Yeah, a lot more coming up.
Thanks,
folks.
Guys.
Stay with us.
Every day I get the cue to get on the bus that takes me to you. I'm so nervous I just sit and smile. Your house is only another mile.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.